This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Monday on 303 Creative versus Elenis. The case centers on a Colorado wedding website designer who wants to refuse service to gay couples. That violates state law. CPR's Allison Sherry was in Washington for the arguments.
The High Court seemed poised to side with the designer that there should be some exception in Colorado's public accommodations laws that require all businesses to serve the public. This is Justice Neil Gorsuch talking to Colorado Solicitor General Eric Olson.
We will not sell to anyone a message that I disagree with as a matter of religious faith, just as a speechwriter says, or the press release writer, the freelance writer says, I will not sell to anyone a speech that offends my religious beliefs.
At issue is whether quote-unquote creative businesses can say no to clients who are part of a protected class. People who are asking them to create something that the business disagrees with under the First Amendment. A decision should be issued next year. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado is taking applications for programs to give e-bikes to low-income workers. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The Colorado Energy Office has nearly $1 million in grants for community e-bike programs. It's asking nonprofits, local governments, and tribal governments to apply. Proposals must lay out a plan to give e-bikes to residents who commute by car or set up a program where people can borrow e-bikes. Initial concepts are due in less than 2 weeks. The program is an attempt to improve air quality and cut greenhouse gas emissions. Another piece launches next spring when Colorado plans to offer new statewide e-bike rebates. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
You can hear these stories and more at cpr.org. It's 2:06 coming up next. It's Fresh Air.